Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 28th of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 200 miles west of Shannon, 1021. Expected Fitzroy, 1027 by 1800 Saturday. New high expected France, 1030 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Southwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain, then showers, poor, becoming good. South at Sierra. Southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, 3 or 4, veering west, 4 or 5. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames. Southwest, veering west, 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable, becoming west, 3 or less, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, southeast, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Trafalgar. Easterly, 5 to 7, fair, good. Northwest Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Northerly, 4 or 5, showers, good. North Fitzroy, West Sole. Cyclonic, 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. East Sole. Variable, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable, becoming west or southwest, 2 to 4. Fog patches, then fair. Moderate, becoming good, occasionally very poor. Shannon. Cyclonic, becoming west, 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Mallon. West or southwest, 5 to 7. Perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest, veering west later, 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, wintry later, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle. Southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Fair, then squally showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Faroes. Southwest, veering west, 6 to gale 8. Showers, moderate, good. And Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, veering westerly later, 6 to gale 8, squally wintry showers, moderate or good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic. Southwest by south, 4, drizzle, 7 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Stornoway. South by west, 2, more than 38 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Lerwick. Southwest, 4, 19 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Wick, automatic. South by west, 1, recent drizzle, 15 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Aberdeen. Southwest, 3, 24 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Lucas. West, southwest, 3, 19 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Boomer. South, 2, 12 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Bridlington, west, southwest, 2, 1029, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel, automatic. South by west, 2, 2 miles, 1031. Greenwich Light Vessel, automatic. South by west, 1, 11 miles, 1030. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. Northeast by east, 2031, falling slowly. Jersey, east-southeast, 15 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Channel light vessel, automatic. Southeast, 3, 11 miles, 1031. Scilly, automatic. Northeast, 1, drizzle, 1500 meters, 1030, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast, 2, recent fog, 1 mile, 1031, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by east, 3, rain, 500 meters, 1031, falling slowly. Valley, south by east, 4, drizzle, 900 meters, 1030, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast, 2, mist, 1900 meters, 1030, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by south, 2, mist, 4 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by south, 2, drizzle, 5 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Malin Head, south southwest, 4, 5 miles, 1026, falling slowly. And Macranish, automatic, southeast by east, 1, 19 miles, 1027, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. Much of the United Kingdom will be covered by a ridge of high pressure with light winds and some mist and fog in the south. Strong winds across Shetland will extend further south across Scotland during Saturday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale aid later near Orkney. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 or less, increasing 4 or 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 or less, increasing 4 or 5. Fog patches at first. Moderate, becoming good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 3 or less, veering westerly 2 to 4 later. Fog patches for a time. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwesterly later. Fog patches for a time, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, fog patches for a time, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, drizzle at times, fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South 2 to 4, veering southwest 3 or 4, drizzle at times, fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 2 to 4, veering west 4 or 5 later. Drizzle at times, fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man, south veering west or southwest later, 3 or 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwesterly veering westerly for a time, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later in far north, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, veering westerly for a time, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, then increasing 6 to gale aid later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers later. moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. Southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Fair, then squally showers, good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. John Shea will be here in a few moments with the World Service News at 1 a.m. until we return then at 20 past 5 with a brand new day. In the meantime, on behalf of my colleague Andrew Peach in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today, the mystery passenger plane crash in Central Asia that experts now reckon could have been caused by a Russian missile.
We saw like holes in the empennage and on the aircraft body. As we heard, there were military activities in the area. So this could increase the probability of that this aircraft has been shot by mistake and not intentionally.
Also in the show, we're looking at Mexico's latest emergency measure to protect US-based migrants ahead of Donald Trump's return to the White House. And we're speaking to businesses that are affected commercially and personally by the Baltimore Bridge collapse, which took place 9 months ago. First, here's the news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The United States says it's seen evidence which suggests that a plane that crashed in Kazakhstan on Wednesday may have been brought down by Russian air defence systems. The Kremlin has refused to comment on speculation that it fired on the aircraft by mistake. 38 people were killed in the crash. Our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman has been listening to a press briefing by the White House National Security Spokesman.
John Kirby said that they would offer any assistance that the US can bring to this joint investigation now by Kazakhstan and Azerbaijan. Whether or not that will be taken up remains to be seen. But as to the other parts of this investigation, what they're looking at, I think, very closely will be the accounts of the survivors, because extraordinarily, a number of people survived the crash. They have reported hearing loud explosions coming from outside the aircraft at the time.
Mexico's government has announced an emergency strategy to protect migrants in the United States ahead of the inauguration of the president-elect Donald Trump next month. Mr. Trump has threatened to deport millions of people who are living in the U.S. illegally. Among the measures announced by Mexico's foreign minister Juan Ramón de la Fuente is a mobile phone panic button for anyone facing imminent arrest.
It's an information and assistance center for Mexican people, a call center that's already operating 24/7, and soon it will also be active through a very simple procedure, an alert button that's already been implemented on a small scale in some places and appears to be working very well. You push the alert button, and that sends a signal to the nearest consulate and to the relatives whose contact details you've saved on the app.
Donald Trump has asked the US Supreme Court to suspend legislation banning TikTok unless its Chinese parent company sells the app to an American buyer. The deadline for the sale is one day before Mr. Trump takes